Well, Coach, just a really good win tonight. Guys were down two runs on several different occasions, but able to bear it back, eventually able to walk it off in the seventh overall. Just got to be a really good feeling tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we made enough pitches and made enough plays to make sure we stayed within striking distance, and finally had a big inning and took the lead. You know, we gave it right back, but, you know, we kind of had a bend but not break today mentality. And then the kids got it done offensively for us. All you got to do is win by one. That's what happened.
You talk about having that bend but not break mentality. And whenever you have a young team like this one, that's something that's not easy to do.
Yeah, right. It is. You got to constantly kind of remind them that it's okay. You know, mistakes are going to happen. Things are going to go on, but you got to turn the page quickly. Try to keep yourself in the ball game because we can compete when we have the right mindset.
And I thought, too, your pitchers, Dodge Wilms and Corey Hoopergartner, both had that mindset coming in. Both of them just gave you extremely good innings, and there were several times where the score could have gotten out of hand, but they just bared down and trusted their defense.
Right. I mean, Dodge didn't have his best stuff today, but he's only a sophomore, and I got to remember that sometimes. but he gutted it out and kept competing and didn't hang his head. You know, maybe in the past he kind of lets up a little bit, but he kept going after those guys, and he made just enough pitches to get us through four innings until we could go to our top guy right now. And Corey, he'll take the ball anytime, anywhere. And, you know, I can't say enough about him. He's just a bulldog for us, and he does a great job competing, and he always wants to be in that moment, and he's not scared of it.
And that's what you want out of a senior who's gotten some experience on the mound, who has pitched in some pretty big games.
Yeah, right. I mean, he was kind of always the guy behind Adam Atwood, you know, and but he was having a lot of success behind him. But he was getting kind of the easier assignments at times. Well, now, you know, now it's his time. We're trying to use him, you know, anytime we can, and we have a chance to win, we're going to put him out there. So it worked today.
I thought the offense, too, did a really good job of just taking good at-bats, putting together good at-bats, and especially in that inning where you guys eventually took the lead, it wasn't necessarily – Dodgers had a triple that was a hard hit ball, but a lot of them were just small little dinkers deep in the hole that they were able to find the hole and get them on base.
Right. I mean, we always talk about, you know, not having a lot of strikeouts. If you can minimize those strikeouts and just make the defense play, make them make a play, make things happen on the bases – I thought we did that today. You know, at key moments, we put the ball in play when we needed to, and that was the difference.
And, of course, the base running in the seventh inning was probably the biggest difference maker. Corey was able to reach with, I think it was a one-out wall. Or, no, it was a single. And then Calvin came in, courtesy run, had a great read to get him to third base and a great read to get him home.
Yeah, I mean, Calvin Bucker does a great job on the bases. That kid is he's a total team player. He doesn't hang his head a bit if he's not in the lineup. But I told him, I said, to be honest with you, there's a lot of times you're not in the lineup because of what you can do on the bases. And if I can get you on there three times, you know, I'm going to use it. And he does a great job of reading balls in the dirt. He gets good jumps. He knows how to run the bases. And he's, again, only a sophomore. So a lot of good things ahead for him.
And those kids are kids that – that's not a role that's easy to accept whenever you want to be in the lineup. And you know you have the capability to be in the lineup. But like you said, I mean, in a game like this, you're going to need – guys who can make it to second to third on a base hit or make good reads in the dirt.
It's hard to get people and kids to understand that you know, I'm not just using him as a courtesy runner because he's sitting out. Sometimes he's sitting out to do that job and help us win. And I think he likes that role. I'm sure he wants to play and get him out there. But yeah, it's a great role to be in. It's a great person to have off the bench, and it was the difference today.
And of course, a win like this could get you feeling pretty good going into the weekend and also kind of build off some momentum going into next week as well.
Yeah, I mean, we got a ton of tough games on our schedule, so when we can get a win, we're going to take it and happy. But yeah, we got to get something done over the weekend and be ready to go at Neoga Tuesday. And then we got South Central, and then we got a round robin coming up. So we got a lot of tough games coming ahead, but hopefully the guys just keep getting better and better.